Well, my name is Blaise. I'm currently a resident in Minnesota. So I came here as an asylum seeker from Democratic Republic of Congo. But my trajectory, it wasn't from Congo straight to United States. As a teenager, we went to South Africa. Because of the situations of the war, we didn't have opportunity to study. When I arrived in South Africa, the situation wasn't even easy. Even if your skin were pretty much the same like the majority of people who live in South Africa, we were discriminated. The fact that we are coming from another country. My goal was to study, but my study permit was refused. So I found myself admitted to an international university, which was a British university. And my first degree was in marketing. After that, I was able now to start my career as a consultant. After a year, when I had a bit of money, I was able to get married, start life in South Africa. If you're a refugee in South Africa, you don't have benefit. You don't have health insurance. If you go to the bank, they were not even allowed to open a bank account. I had to stay 15 years in South Africa in order to be granted a status of a refugee. And then we become an activist in South Africa. We fight it so that immigrants can be able to have at least an insurance or even at least a bank account. And that was granted. In 2010, I had an opportunity to become a business manager for Central Africa. I was working with a multinational in the Congo and in Central Africa. This project involved a lot of money. It wasn't successful because I found injustice in the government in Congo. And I become a wanted person, so to speak, because I reveal a lot of information about corruptions. I wasn't safe anymore, even in South Africa, which I've spent like 16 or 17 years. So you were talking to someone who had a home, who had a career, who have made impact in society. But you find yourself now in Minneapolis in 2012 with nothing, losing everything. And I left my wife, two kids, a 3 years old and a 1 year old. So we were separated for 4 years. So that was tough. My wife, she was registered nurse in South Africa. But when she came here, Dayo's education is not accepted. That's the challenge of being immigrant, meaning that you start over. Immigrants are human beings who can make a positive impact in the society. When someone is a refugee or is an immigrant, it's not by choices. It's because of circumstances. We have to cultivate a culture of peace, of love.